Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're about to delve into another draft season. And you've for the guys who listen a lot, you know we've already had a lot of guys that are preparing for this upcoming draft already on the show. And we have another fantastic guest today. He hails from the Missouri Valley Conference, one of the top linebackers in the country. He's headed out to Los Angeles to the NFLPA Bowl. And if you guys are familiar with that, you know that is a priceless opportunity for any young man making their path towards that next level. But with that said, Missouri State linebacker, the standout, Dylan Cole, here on the C2P. Dylan, we appreciate your time today. What was like when you first learned that you were headed out to Los Angeles for that NFLPA game?
It was a good experience. I mean, I got the call, I got the email, and, you know, just seeing it in words written out that they wanted me out there, it's very humbling, and I'm very excited just to get the opportunity to showcase what I have again in front of a lot of scouts out there. It's a great opportunity for me.
Nice. And for you, I mean, when you get that, does it? I'm sure it does, but I mean, does it kind of validate all the hard work you've put on the field and kind of maybe put some pep in the step that you're kind of getting recognized for what you've been able to do individually?
Yeah, it's very encouraging to see all this hard work kind of paying off for me. People noticing at the highest level that they can notice, and it's just very exciting, very encouraging to see all this pay off. And you know, it's just another opportunity. Like I said, it hasn't paid off yet. I can go down there and lay an egg. So I got a lot of work to do, and make sure that I put that work in, and so I can you know, just succeed as much as I can down there.
Excellent. If you said you graduated last Friday, so you were basically free and clear, basically a schoolwork, and you can concentrate 100% on getting in tip-top shape and be ready for this next few months. Is that correct?
I graduate this Friday, actually. I am completely done with all my schoolwork, though. So all there is left to do is graduate, and then once that gets over, then I'll just start hitting the process of trying to make myself the best athlete, the best, you know, athletic and mentally strong as I can for this upcoming this draft and the whole process that goes with it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dylan Cole, the All-Missouri Valley Football Conference linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's available free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his draft bio page with Dylan featured on it. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. For you, let's kind of go, you know, fast forward, I should say rewind. I mean, when did you start playing football, and when did you kind of find that linebacker role was going to be the role that got you the farthest on the field?
Well, I started when I was, I swear it was like when I first started, was able to walk, but, when I could finally play organized ball, it was when I was about, I think, six, and, fell in love with the game. I mean, immediately. And, you know, I played all the positions that you can think of, except for, the offensive line. I think I was never big enough for that one, but, never ate enough for that one. But, other than that, I mean, I thought my role was a running back or some type of skill position like that. And, when I got to Missouri State, they said, you know what, you got a good frame. You look like we can put some weight on you. And, you know, 45 pounds later, I'm a linebacker and, feeling good about it.
Couple questions for you, Dylan. That 45 pounds. So what do you weigh right now?
Right now, I am 235. I'm looking to gain five pounds.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got the flu before my last game, and I played with it, so it really shocked my body, and I lost 16 pounds. So I'm in the process of trying to get back up to 240.
Nice. For you, I'm curious, were you recruited to play linebacker? I mean, were you recruited to play running back, I should say?
I was recruited as an athlete. A lot of the schools that actually recruited me wanted me as a running back. Missouri State was not 100% sure with what they wanted to do with me. They just recruited me as an athlete. I talked to the running back coach, talked to the linebacker coach, and safety coach, and I think ultimately they decided that linebacker was the right position for me. And you know, don't regret the decision at all.
Excellent. And cool, kudos to the Missouri State coaching staff for recognizing that. And you folks out, listen, I'm going to cheat here a little bit. I'm the Missouri State Bears webpage on Dylan's page. And let's just go back to a kid that was 190, arrived as an athlete. A lot of schools, he said, recruited him as a running back. This is what he does as a redshirt freshman. He's named MSU's Defensive Scout Team Player of the Year by the coaching staff. Here in Defensive Scout Team Player of the Week honors for South Dakota victory. Also landed a spot on the MSU Athletic Director's Honor Roll during that same fall. So registered 7 tackles, 3 solos, a forced fumble, and in the maroon white game. So immediately you made your impact. And then there, I think, you know, we just kind of can get carried away with all the amazing stats and numbers you put up. I mean, when did you kind of, I guess, get the idea? I'm sure it was always in the back of your mind that, hey, this NFL thing's a real possibility.
You know, it was always a dream of mine. I kind of let that dream hide away when I got recruited. I kind of was a little disappointed in the schools that, you know, recruited me. I thought, like, maybe I was a little better than all the schools that, you know, I kind of let my ego get in the way. And, you know, the first couple of years at Missouri State, you know, I found my niche, and I felt very comfortable at linebacker. And the dream kind of just arose again. It was like, man, this is something I could really do. And, you know, those last 2 years, I really made sure that I concentrated in the film room, became a student of the game, and just continued to physically grow and mentally grow. And I think that all worked out for itself.
Yeah, and it has worked out well for you. Once again, Dylan Cole here on the C2P, and he's going to be making his path towards Los Angeles in the month of January to perform in front of a litany of NFL scouts, CFL scouts too, to see if this kid has what it takes. And I'm sure they're going to walk away very, very pleasantly happy with what this young man brings to the table. I've been fortunate, like I said, from Youngstown, Missouri Valley Conference, with YSU, so I'm familiar with what you bring to the table. And even looking at some of the stats, I love what you bring. You know, they're going to see the gaudy numbers, 150-some tackles, 140 tackles. They think you're an in-the-box guy. But do you think the back end of your game, I mean, you being able to kind of drop in the coverage and, you know, and do some other things, do you think that kind of sometimes gets maybe unnoticed just because you're so potent at finding the football?
That might go unnoticed, but I think when I get and if I'm fortunate enough to get to the camps, they'll see how mobile I am. If I get to the combine, you know, they'll see how mobile I am. And, you know, I feel like my hips and my flexibility are good. And that's something that you need. And, when you're covering people, and also your eyes are the key. And, you know, I know Coach Deck says that all the time. And I think, you know, just being able to run with them and then being able to move well with them. And then I mean, the receivers, that's very key to being able to cover. And I think that's something I do well. It's something I didn't have to do too much because we dropped in the zone so much, but it's something that I look forward to showing off. And you know, there's a lot of question marks probably about me, and I'm ready to kind of write those off, hopefully in this NFLPA game.
Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, if you're in the film room right now, you're with some NFL scouts, you're breaking down what you do on the field, what do you think they're going to love about you most? What are those home run qualities you bring to the field?
I would say my sideline to sideline speed. You know, I think I play pretty well sideline to sideline. There's not too many people that can outrun me. There's not too many people that can break my angle. You know, just looking back on the film now, you know, I don't really see anyone breaking angles that I have on them. So I think my speed, I think maybe they questioned it a little bit because I played at the FCS level, but that's, you know, that's just another question mark that I can get checked off when I play in the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're definitely there. And we kind of touched base. You said you played a lot of zone. Is there anything that goes unnoticed? Because, I mean, scouts do listen to the show. This is your opportunity maybe for them to kind of look under the hood a little bit more. Maybe your defensive coach, the staff, they didn't want you to do or allow you to, showcase skills. Is there anything that we need to know? Could it be even film study, leadership qualities? I mean, what do these guys, they may not see on film that's a huge plus for you?
One of those things that you don't get to see is me blitzing very much. I never rush the quarterback too often. I didn't get a chance to very often. So I know in the first 2 years when we had our old coaching staff before we switched, I came off the edge a lot. And I think my blitzing skills, my edge rushing skills, I actually think I have some quality skills there. And I think that's something I really can show, and something that they'll really like when I get the chance to showcase that.
Nice stuff. Thank you for the great responses to all these questions, Dylan. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you kind of pattern yourself after that's at the next level right now?
I really don't pattern myself out. I watch a lot of football, so I get to see a lot of people playing, and I kind of go over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're two linebackers, Lavonte David and Quan Alexander. They're good sideline players. They got a nose for the ball and pretty athletic players. And I would also probably say Luke Kuechly. He's a great player, absolutely a great player. Something I strive to be like. But he plays sideline to sideline very well, and he also plays very smart. You can tell that he watches a lot of film. He's a student of the game, and he cares about the game a lot, and his passion shows on the field. And that's something that I want to do as well. I feel like I'm a good sideline to sideline player, and I feel like I study the game a lot. I love this game. I'm very passionate about it. So when I'm out there, I definitely diagnose what's going on, and I'm already prepared for it, so I have an idea what's going to happen.
Are you rowdy out there? I mean, you kind of lead by example quietly, or are you that guy getting everybody jacked up? I mean, what's it like playing next to you on the field?
I think from my sophomore year on, I became a vocal leader. When you're first brought into a program, you kind of just lead by example. You just work your tail off, and you got to gain respect before you can talk. And that's kind of how I went. And by my sophomore year, I was talking a lot, getting people going. And people look to me for that leadership. They look to me for, to make a play or encourage someone. If someone's down, I'm right there waiting to talk to them. So this is as much as it's physical, it's a mental game. And you got to make sure everybody's mentally into it. So that's something I look to do. And I like to do, because, leadership is something that football needs, because it's a team sport and everybody's got to be together.
You're definitely right. It is a team sport. Everybody got to be where they need to be to make plays. And like I said, sometimes it just comes down to one guy that gets the tackle, but there's 10 other guys there to help focus on that. Once again, Dylan Cole, Missouri State Bears linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players platform tone as we talk some NFL draft. Remember, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio are both avenues. You can check him out. And then his bio page at College to Pro as well. And remember, this young man is going to be playing in the NFLPA game. It's one of the top all-star invitations a young man could get with aspirations to get to this next level. Dylan, we have a few minutes left. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, usually this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most, and I think you have the most fun answering this particular question. We're talking female celebrities, and if Dylan Cole could invite any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for something?
Oh, goodness gracious. I would have to say, I'm pretty interested in Jennifer Aniston. She doesn't age, so I want to know what she's doing, how she's not aging, and I don't even know how old she is. I feel like she's getting close to 60, because I swear I'm getting closer to 30. So, I'm just wondering what's going on with that. Is she a human, or is she a robot? What's going on? Because she does not age.
No, she does. She looks better. I can't. I've banned Friends from my house. I told the wife we can't watch Friends. Between her and Courtney Cox, I said I lose my mind. I said I can't take it. but good solid guess. She's always in the mix. We usually count the tallies up. It's usually, just so you know, Beyonce or Rihanna, usually always the winner. They kind of have a stranglehold on it, but Jennifer Aniston always shows up. Like I said, they're strong. Nicknames. Did you have one? If not, who had the craziest nickname at Missouri State?
I mean, there's people call you different names all the time, but probably nothing for the radio. Let's see. I would say, I have a nickname for one of our tight ends, Adam St. Peter. One of our coaches, I have no idea for what reason, he called him Peter Pumpkin Eater, and that stuck with me for the longest time, and I'd still call him that today.
That's great. That's a good one, man. That's a very good one.
Oh, yeah.
And then the final question, it's not so much crazy, but we got a new thing going here in 2016 heading into 2017. If you could get anything painted on your cleats, how would you theme your cleats?
If I could get anything painted on my cleats?
Yeah, because that kind of seems like the new phase right now, or new fad.
I would like to see see if they could, someone real good could paint a portrait of my mom on my cleats, because she's my biggest fan. She's the reason why I'm still here. So I would love to see her on my cleats, because, you know, that's kind of what I play for and who I play for, and have her out there. If they can paint it well enough, then that'd be pretty cool.
Excellent. You know what? I spoke with Artie Burns after the Steelers game last Sunday, or the week before, when they played the Giants, and it was obviously the players had theirs, and he actually had his mom painted on his cleats. So I'm sure
he had
the same thing in mind. Yeah, it is. You saying that kind of immediately made me pop in that, because I remember looking at his shoes afterwards in the locker room. Hey, man, Dylan, great career. I cannot wait to see how far you go with this thing, I'm sure. And just talking with you for this brief time, I know these scouts are going to love the one-on-one interview process. Remember, when you get out to Los Angeles, shake hands. Let everybody know who Dylan Cole is so they remember that face.
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Once again, Dylan Cole, the standout Missouri State linebacker, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, this kid is impressive. 142 tackles, 8 tackles for loss. He had a couple interceptions. He forced a litany of forced fumbles. He had pass breakups, and like I said, this kid just shows up in all facets of the game. And he mentioned that the sideline speed, I think that's just what pops on this kid. I mean, you're not going to beat this kid to the edge too many times. A smart football player as well. If you want more of Dylan Cole, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page later on this afternoon. I'm excited to get that posted so you guys can kind of delve into more of what this young man brings to the table. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.